This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, a 47-year invasion still unsettled in Western Sahara. I was curious when a promoter pitched a story to me about Western Sahara. What did I know about that area? Nothing. I thought, heck, ACORN organizes in Africa, in Kenya, Cameroon, Liberia, Tunisia, and has begun in Nigeria, and maybe sometime soon in Uganda. This is an opportunity to learn something about another part of that vast and critical continent. Getting a book by Stephen Zunes and Jacob Mundy opened my eyes wider when I looked at the title more closely, Western Sahara, War, Nationalism, and Conflict Irresolution. This was not going to be a travelogue. Suddenly, with the invasion of the Ukraine by Russia, war in the title made talking to Professor Zunes on Wade's World timely. Reading the book made me focus more on the real key to this story, which was the phrase conflict irresolution. The invasion of Western Sahara, a nation recognized by 80 countries now by Morocco, now dates 47 years with a huge percentage of the 250,000 person population still living in refugee camps. The standoff isn't simply between Algeria, which supports the Polisario Front, which is composed mainly of indigenous nomadic inhabitants of the Western Sahara region, the Sahrawis, and the invaders from Morocco. Standoff goes past the region, making it global. Western Sahara was a colony of Spain, so Spanish is still one of the dominant languages, and Spain is a somewhat silent partner in this affair. The French, though, are key because they continue to support Morocco and its claims that somehow this part of the Sahara Desert was part of Morocco in some distant pre-colonial times. Worse, the United States is a terribly bad actor here. We have supported Morocco all the way, despite the fact that they are, if you will, the equivalent of the Russians going into Ukraine. Morocco has built three sets of walls or sand berms that are mined and stretched with barbed wire. They're mining phosphate from the occupied lands and have pushed so many Moroccans to settle outside of in Western Sahara that their population may outnumber the native Sahrawis, many of whom are still in refugee camps in Algeria and unable to return. Former U.S. Secretary of State Baker developed several plans for peace, acting for the United Nations, but promised referenda have never been scheduled, and any action by the Security Council has been blocked by, of course, the U.S. and France. Reading about the Ukrainian invasion, some of the reports revived neo-imperialism and colonialism. The Western Sahara conflict irresolution is a reminder that we are often pretending and ignoring struggles continuing on the ground between ceasefires and armed conflict simply because we're not paying attention in class to some colonial imperialistic wars that have hung on. The role of the United States and France are very disturbing, as Professor Zunes pointed out, and there can't be much doubt that our foreign policy is one thing when it comes to Africa, where fewer may be paying attention, and Europe, where all eyes are on the battles and its horror. Our policy needs to be anti-imperialist and anti-colonialist. We also need to make sure it's not racist. Western Sahara is a troubling story underneath our radar, but needs our attention and our voice. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.